Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Brett, did they play this last night?
I didn't watch it last night, but they did get honored at the MTV.
Yeah, they got
VMAs.
What, they get the Video Vanguard Award? Is that what they got?
Something like that.
Icon.
I'm so past the Video Icon.
Foo Fighters got Icon. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So past these award shows.
I know, me too.
What?
Don't even care.
I can kill us.
I was flipping between football. That's how much you know I liked it.
Wow. Was that good?
I mean, I like to watch it every year, and it was a 40th anniversary, so, you know, it's you know, they had Madonna on and Cyndi Lauper, and
her Madonna's ass cheeks were out.
Say what you want about her, but she's 60 whatever. More power to her.
Is she good? I know they said she was surprised she performed, right? Like, did you hear her actually sing, or did you not see that part?
I don't think I saw that part.
Oh.
I saw her come out and talk.
She opened, apparently, the whole thing.
Madonna did?
No, she
didn't. What I read.
Is that her?
That's what they said. They said she opened. She was
Justin Bieber. It was Justin Bieber in his overalls with his hood up, and they were all singing whatever. His song with that dude? That's what I saw in the beginning.
You're so in touch. He was singing, you know, that song with that dude. You sound like me.
Yeah. Mona Lisa and stuff.
Right.
Mona Lisa Peaches.
Something. But I didn't see. I wonder what I missed. Oh, that's
nonetheless, surprise VMA appearance. They say, yeah, with her butt hanging out. Pretty much.
Megan Fox's butt was hanging out, too, and her boobs are hanging out.
Really?
Great.
Yeah, Megan Fox was naked,
smoking.
Basically.
Right,
yeah. Her and Khloe Kardashian were horrible presenters, though. They came out. They couldn't have been reading. And now, our baby daddies, they came out together.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was Machine Gun Kelly, and he was playing some song that I thought kind of sucked. Mm. And I just saw it beforehand because Travis Barker. So it was Chloe's dating, not Chloe,
Courtney.
The other one. Courtney's dating Travis Barker.
Yes, and
this
they were all about their see all their tongues. Everybody saw their tongues. They were just
yeah, so weird. And then
she seems, and I don't know. Obviously, I don't know her. I'm just telling you the vibe I get from her. She just seems like a little tiny bit JP-ish in that she doesn't want to look silly. So she's very. And this is not the JP part.
Who is this?
But, Kourtney Kardashian. Mm-hmm. She seems very, this part's
guarded.
Not, yeah, where she doesn't want to look silly. No, this is not a you part of it, but she seems like she comes off as having a kind of a stick up her butt where she's like, I'm not going to do anything off script or anything unusual because, and this is the AP part, I don't want to look silly. I must look cool at all times.
Like it's hammered by her fans or something. You know?
I'll tell you what, Megan Fox didn't even look like an actress up there. Like they were stiff.
Yeah.
They were
and maybe,
real,
listen, I don't
real
know.
Stiff.
It's the VMAs. There's a lot of pressure. I was surprised.
Is there?
Shocked.
I would love to know what the ratings are.
All I could think of when J-Lo was, did you see J-Lo walk out? She looks flipping ridiculously hot. She had this cute little skirt that was showing a lot. But when she had high heels on and it was a glass floor or whatever the heck the stage is made of. I mean, she's going to fall. I'm like, how is she? And she's all confident walking out there. I'd have been sliding my feet and walking really slow. She just walked out there and she wasn't even afraid of falling. Good for her.
Right.
Something happened where Conor McGregor and Machine Gun Kelly started, like, something happened. And I'm like, on one leg, Conor McGregor would just destroy this kid.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
They weren't saying what.
Well,
maybe he said something about Megan Fox. That's my guess.
No, one thing, TMZ had said that apparently McGregor reached out his hand and wanted to take a picture with him or something along those lines.
Right,
and MGK pushed his hand away, and
that's
then
saw,
McGregor
yeah.
lost his mind.
Oh, my God.
But he dropped his cane. Like, he's still walking with a cane because he busted his leg. And I'm like, that dude's got a set of brass balls because when Conor can walk again, I'm just thinking to myself.
Yeah, he would.
There's nothing attractive about that guy. I wish
Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I wish
Don't you feel like it's hype for something, though?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what.
I know.
Maybe Machine Gun Kelly would end up, because he's not going to fight, right? He would be the manager for someone who would. Maybe it's for, you know, because McGregor's all about hype. He's real good at that stuff. I wonder.
Well, I'll tell you what. No one needs it now more. Like, Machine Gun Kelly seems to be this. You hadn't seen hiding her hair of Megan Fox while she was married to the dude from 90210.
Brian Austin Green, who is going to be on Dancing with the Stars this season.
Well, exactly my point. Her boyfriend now is doing the VMAs. This guy's going to Dancing with the Stars. Oh. Those are careers that are going in two completely different directions. Mm. But what I'm saying is when they were married, you didn't really see too much of them or her. Now she's with this dude, and they are both all over the place.
Mm. When has she last done a movie or any kind of project that we would see her? So maybe that's why we didn't see her. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if some director goes, "Oh yeah, I remember that one.
She's hot.
She's really pretty."
Like her and Brian Austin Green were like, don't they have a couple kids? I feel like they were living the home life, very quiet, off the Broadway spotlight, Hollywood spotlight thing. And now she just came out like, that's it. I'm whoring it up. I'm going to be single, and I'm going to be, with this guy and live my life. And like, she forgot her kids.
Brian Austin Green like kind of is way hotter than Machine Gun Kelly. So she done traded down, in my opinion.
Hmm. I don't know who he's dating before that, but he's peaking right now.
Yes, he is.
Who was he dating before? How come we didn't hear about that?
I couldn't care less. All I know is he's peaking. However old he is right now, this is it.
Holy crap, Madonna's boobs are peaking. When did they get this big? Holy smokes. You just look at this outfit. She's got like big hands. When did that happen?
Tatas, knockers. Shocker knockers. Shocker knockers? You didn't know.
I'm in shock. Look at those yabos.
Yabos.
Way up there.
How many different words for boobs are there?
At least 99 words for boobs.
Yabos. Yeah.
Do we still have that?
99 words for boobs.
Someone didn't do that.
A long time ago.
Fantastic. We played it here before. I think the 15th minute of it. Because it's a 20-minute song.
Why?
Gets a little.
Why would it be 20 minutes?
Here it is. Enjoy.
And darts and gourds.
Darts.
Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas. Sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors. Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice.
No.
Jello molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs. Humpty dumplings, hearty boys. Double lattes, ode to joys. Hooters, shooters, physics, tutors. Bobsy twins and bald commuters. Double WMDs. MREs and PFDs. Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes. 99 words for boobs. Pillows, Don DeLillos. Soft serve cones and armadillos. Pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes. 99 words for boobs.
Nobody calls him inner tube.
I know. I think he's just filling in our rhymes.
Yeah, he is.
2-point jumpers, Bambi's thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins. Your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob.
They didn't have the end there.
I'll tell you this, you laughed harder than anybody ever laughed at that.
You know how I am with exaggeration. When he said rubber baby bumper, whatever, that's funny.
Yeah, there's some good names, and then there's others that don't make any sense. Yeah,
I'm looking at this Madonna thing.
Now those. Yeah, you know.
What, Judgy Von Judgerson? You've already judged me ridiculous amounts today. What else you got?
You.
Oh, there was judginess. It was ridiculous. But that's okay. I can take it. What about Madonna?
Are we going back to you being disrespectful to Gareth? Yeah. Is that what you want to go back to?
I'm just calling you out. You've been very
You're
judgy
today.
You're
calling me out. I wasn't the one that was disrespectful to Gareth. You were.
You were judgy.
Oh, listen.
So what do you have to judge about Madonna is what I'm saying. What do you got to say?
I'm just saying it just looks like it just seems like. Like, desperation is what it seems like.
How is that desperation? It's a 40th anniversary. They brought out, was Cyndi Lauper desperate?
Did Cyndi Lauper look dressed like this?
Cyndi Lauper had a cute little outfit on.
Did Cyndi Lauper dress like this?
She didn't have the exact same outfit on, no, but she had a
Did she have her ass cheeks hanging out?
Find a picture.
Did she have her boobs hanging out?
She never really
She didn't? Okay.
Find a picture yourself. You got the Google in front of you, and then tell me. And then why do you just get to sit there and judge? Let them be who they are.
Because that's my job.
No, it's not. You can be nice.
Like this. Can't people have an opinion? Like, I have an opinion on her. I think, like, why? I mean, her boobs are gigantic. That's my opinion. I don't know where they came from.
She also has a picture of her at a urinal, too.
She could do what she wants. Oh, look at that.
Does she?
On her Instagram page.
She's got her hand on the wall. She's peeing in the urinal like a guy.
Mm-hmm.
For her. Yeah, and I'm mad at you, too, Brett. You knew exactly what you were doing when you chose the most god-awful screenshot you could have possibly... You can get a better picture than that. And so then by choosing that and by posing what you posed on there, what did you know was going to happen? It was a forum for everybody to say horrible, awful things about me.
I think
and
I could pose...
you know it.
I think I could post it. It was a natural screenshot. There was no editing there.
Yeah,
it
but there's another screenshot next to it. You that was not the only time I was on camera.
Please explain what the screenshot is of who and where it is.
On the 102.5 The Bone Instagram page, I posed the question after discussing it earlier, and if Monica did the wrong thing by saying she was going to go to Dizzy's party and then not show up and then feel no remorse about it.
What did you think I was going to... People are going to say, well, now give Monica a break. They're just all...
I think I could put you naked. I think I could put you a picture of you naked on there and everyone would have the same reaction.
Which is, she's a horrible, horrible person, selfish, someone hashtag C-word and blah, 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 blah. And then, on top of that, you put a god-awful picture of me. That was not the only picture.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I said I could put a picture of you naked on there and ask the same question and people would say the same thing.
But you could
because you're a horrible person in this situation. That's why.
And that's fine. Think all you want. I sleep well at night. I don't care what anybody thinks with that. You could have chosen
you should have had nightmares.
I don't. But you
should be sweating.
And you should have chosen a better picture.
Brett, why would you hang one of our own out to dry like that?
I didn't hang her out.
That's how I feel.
I hit a screenshot. Right.
You knew what was going to happen. She's right. You're a bad person.
I'm really not a bad person.
I think you are.
This was an unedited picture. If I edited the picture to look this way, then I would say, okay.
But
I'm on Team Monifa on this
one. But can you understand that wasn't the only picture you could choose from
all
day?
Is it the greatest picture of you? Yes.
Oh, shit. Brad.
Roger, I like you.
I mean, for this post.
I just got in a picture of Monica looks like, who farted? She's got this look on her face like.
Let me see.
It's not that.
I look pretty handsome in it, so thank you, Brett.
What can I make Dizzy look the handsomest, even though it's very easy to do that because he's very handsome? So I figured, what's the easiest way to do that?
It does look like Dizzy farted, though.
No. Her reaction to it, yeah.
Like,
which is very possible. I don't know. If I had to take away his good looks.
If I had to caption that, Monica say, what came out of your ass?
And Dizzy's like, I'm innocent. I didn't do anything.
Still, you're
blame
a bad
my
person,
dealer. Though. That's
don't switch sides now. Don't switch sides.
No,
Monica did a bad thing.
I'm 100.
And you know what? The screenshot, which I took, the screenshot said, I'm going to make this a bad situation for Monica because she did a bad thing. I didn't edit this picture.
So basically,
I hope you can sleep at night.
So basically, you just hit her on
I put on judge duty and I fall asleep.
You just hit her on a snap with a rolled up newspaper. Is that what you just did?
Yep.
Nope.
Wow.
I mean, you've taken screenshots where it's just been like me and my hat. So, like, you know, it just
That's
happens.
True, too. A lot of times happens. It's hard to get a good picture of Dizzy, and today it actually worked out. Either he's got the mic in front of his face or the headphones or, like you said, just his hat. Or he's...
Monica called it her stank face screen grab.
Hold on, real
but
quick.
It's not edited.
Too much.
And I know we got to do top 10 list.
Oh, boy.
David Lee Roth was on the red carpet for the VMAs.
Really?
I'm not watching football.
Dude, stay home.
Uh-oh. He looks like an old Billy Idol.
You know what? Make a new post.
I feel like he can eat an apple in one bite.
Through a fence?
Right. What do you want us to do with him, Monica?
I was just going to say make a new post and put my picture next to him and hear all the crap that people are going to talk. It's going to happen anyway. I don't need people that I feel like are on my side taking the opposite side and making it worse.
I don't think the picture is going to do that.
I honestly don't think the picture is
But if you had a good one, it wouldn't be, it would, then I wouldn't even be,
it would make you feel better,
yes.
Right. It's not, yes. I agree, it's not the greatest picture in the world, but I did not edit it.
So you keep saying you said I didn't edit it like 50 times, and it feels like by you saying that, yes, you did post it, but it feels like you're saying is that this is just what Monica looks like. She's ugly AF. I did nothing to it.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying.
That's how it feels.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you're making it seem like I chose a picture and morphed it and made and morphed it into something that it wasn't. This was as is. I didn't go searching for a bad picture of you. I didn't go searching for a good picture of Gareth.
It just happened live. You took the worst one
possible.
Of Bone
TV, I hit print screen and then edited this and then cropped the picture so that it's the two of you together.
You could have hit.
As it shows on Bone TV right now.
Hey, don't let this bad picture change the fact that you did me dirty.
Right. Don't let it change the fact that you're a horrible person in this situation.
That's the moral of this.
Anybody else?
I agree, Jesse.
What else? Who else is piling? Let's go.
Not me. I'm on your team.
I would just ask, why didn't you just take a second print screen like 5 seconds later?
That's what I was saying.
Because you Brett, are very good at this, and you'd be like, oh, that's not the best picture.
Right.
Or whatever. Like, why didn't that hit you like that? Or did the picture, because it's like this, kind of fit the situation because Monica's the, quote, villain and Yaris the good guy and so that picture fit. Is that what you're thinking?
I would say it did not fit.
Okay. So it fit the situation, and that's why.
And it wasn't like I went through a ton of pictures. I just hit print screen once, and then there it was. Like,
right.
Print, send.
Monica, people know you're not stank
Hashtag
face. I mean, people say you're hot all the time when they watch. Like,
no, you didn't read the comments.
Hot.
You did not read the comments. And I shan't be reading anymore. Because
I've been telling you that for years.
No. I get a notification on my thing. Someone mentioned you, so I clicked on it. And you're right. I shouldn't have read the comments, but I did. And I shan't be reading them anymore. And I normally don't. It just happened.
Recommendation. Oh. Turn notifications off.
I know. Well, I like to do that because I don't usually check Instagram Bone. So I...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.